This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Guess what's coming up now?
I know, and I'm excited. Roy Rogers and Riders in the Sky.
Each night in my dream, somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I was born. Now the city lights and the city ways are driving me insane. I want to be alone, I want to be back home, back on those Texas plains.
I want to dream my job from an old tin can, while the moon goes right high. I want to hear the sound of the wicker.
I want to hear the thunder as it booms and rolls. I want to feel the rain in my face. 1,000 miles from the city lights, drawing a cowhand's wage. I want to sleep at night beneath the stars above, with the pale moon shining down. I want to cook my coffee over cactus coals, 50 miles from town.
I want to drink my jam from an old tin can, while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the sound of the liquor will. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my sight of the horse between my legs, riding out on the range. Just to keep the blue side, making sure you're stepping right.
Hey!
Roy Rogers with Riders in the Sky and Texas Plains. And you may have recognized Roy Clark and Dale Evans introducing them. And that's a cut from a brand new CD issued by Riders in the Sky. That's an extra or a bonus track, as they say. Well, Texas Plains was probably the best-known Western song Stuart Hamblin composed. Stuart Hamblin composed a lot of great music, and he was a legendary Western character. All of his music was not cowboy music or Western music, but he was such a monumental figure in the West. He did make Western movies, and he and his band had a radio show that featured Western music for a long time. So we'd like to dedicate today's show to the music of Stuart Hamblin. That first song came from a brand new CD issued by Riders in the Sky. You may want to look for that one. It's a good one. Well, there's a new CD featuring Stuart Hamblin and his music, and we'll be drawing some of today's show from that new CD. So you may want to look out for that too if you like Stuart's music. Right now, we're going to play a song that was recorded by Jimmy Dean and Bill Purcell and a number of other people. I've chosen Jimmy Dean's version because I like that one the best. It's called Remember Me, I'm the One Who Loves You. Well, there's a story behind that song that I'd like to tell you, because there's a story behind a lot of Stuart Hamblin's compositions. But here's one, a short one I'll tell you, about how he came to write this song. You see, Stuart was going to a recording session, and he was driving his car, and his wife, Susie, was sitting beside him. Well, Stewart commented to Susie that he was a little concerned because he didn't have quite enough material to fill a whole recording session. And recording session time being very expensive, that was a big concern. Didn't want to pay for unused time. And he told Susie, you know, I need a good love song or something, you know, to sort of fill in that space. And I can't think of anything to write about. Well, Susie looked over to him and said, "Remember me? I'm the one who loves you." And Stewart said, "Hey, that's a great idea for a song." So he said, "Pull out that pad and pencil from the glove box there and take some notes. Let me see if I can come up with some lyrics." Well, that's what led to this song.
If you're all alone and blue, no one to tell your troubles to, remember me, 'cause I'm the one who loves you. If the whole world turns you down and not a true friend can be found, remember me, 'cause I'm the one who loves you. Through all kinds of weather, you know I'll never change. Through the sunshine and a shadow, I'll always be the same. Oh, we're together, right or wrong, and where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one who loves you. Yes, through all kinds of weather, you know I'll never change. Through the sunshine and the shadow, I'll always be the same. We're together, right or wrong, and where you go, I'm gonna tag along. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one who loves you. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one who loves you.
Jimmy Dean with Stuart Hamblin's composition, Remember Me. Now here's an up-tempo tune Stuart composed, and we'll let him sing it. I don't know if there's a story behind this one, but I like it, and I hope you will too.
She's a little bitty thing, but the whole world sings when she says, "Good morning, y'all." In my arms, I long to hold her tight. And the roses in her cheeks, they bloom just like a peach. When at the door on her tiptoe, she holds me tight, says, "Good night, Joe." Well, I never heard the birdies sing so pretty in the morning. But boy, oh boy, have you seen the moon these nights? Soon I'll close that door from the other side. I won't have to tell that girl good night. I'll just wake up and tell my bride, "Good morning, y'all." She's a pretty little thing, but the whole world sings when she says, "Good morning, y'all." Boy, my work slows down when she's around. You can take the girl you choose, but speaking of 5'2", she's only 5, but she's alive. From her pretty little head to her tiny little shoes, when her loving arms come around me, I get dizzy. Oh, my mother has raised the strangest man.
You can talk about chickens in the land. I'll take the little pullet just like she am. I couldn't tell you just who I am when she says, good morning, y'all. She's a little bitty thing, but the whole world sings when she says, good morning, y'all. Boy, oh boy, my troubles go when she's around. Just the way she looks at me puts weakness in my knee. The way she smiles and pats my cheeks would make a catfish leave the creek. If you ever miss me around these parts and you don't know where to find me, just take the highway south of Abilene. Don't be surprised when you open that door to see a lot of young'uns playing on the floor. We've only started, there's gonna be more since she says, good morning, y'all.
Stuart Hamblin with Good Morning, Y'all. That was a good one, wasn't it? Well, Stuart Hamblin had a reputation for being a pretty wild fellow in his younger days. And here's a song he wrote that reflects those years. It's called, I Won't Go Hunting With You, Jake, But I'll Go Chasing Women. Jimmy Dean sings it.
Oh, it's springtime in the mountains and I'm full of Mountain Dew. Can't even read my catalog like I used to do. I'm sitting in that little shed that's right back of the house. Here comes old Jake with all the hounds, but he's gonna hear me shout. Oh,
I'll go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pens and quit your silly grinning. Well, the moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Let's go down to the meeting house and wait till they start home. Them gals that live on Possum Creek we'll always leave alone. We'll run them down the corn rows, them sassy little misses. We'll scare them pretty gals to death, we'll stop and throw them kisses. Well, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. So put them hounds back in the pen and quit your silly grinning. Oh, the moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Now go wash your face and comb your hair, cause it's darn near time to start. But let me tell you before you go, there's one that's got my heart. Don't chase that gal with the yellow hair and wear the dress of green. For that little gal belongs to me, I know she's past 16.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pen and quit that silly grinning. All the moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Now I was headed for the general store when a silly thing I seen. They make them in the city. It's called a magazine. I turned to page 32 and look at what I found. Them gals wear clothes that we ain't seen beneath them gingham gowns.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pens and quit your silly grinning. All the moon is right and I'm half tight. Life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Now we'd like to let Stuart Hamblin himself explain how he came to write the next song. It's called Blue Bonnets for Her Golden Hair. And here's Stuart telling the story.
I got together with some other of my friends, unemployed. They were just cowboys. And together we decided we'd go into the wild horse business. Break them to ride, then bring them back to Hollywood and sell them. If we got as much as $30 a horse, we figured it was going to all be profit. Or occasionally we had a few doctor bills because, well, when you catch a big wild bronc, he doesn't always want to go along with your line of thinking, and a big wild bronc can really peel the bark off of you. Well, one fine day over in Arizona, we'd run a big bunch of Mustangs all day, and we'd finally had them corralled in a big box canyon. And man, were we happy. Oh, we were happy until we rode back to camp only to find a great big old Arizona sheriff waiting for us. In a way, we knew we'd been breaking the law. Those horses were supposed to belong to the Indians, but not one in 100 of those wild horses wore a brand. We were just a bunch of wild young cowboys, and the horses we owned, though, well, they were a lot different from those Indians' horses. Our horses were hard, lean, big running horses. And man, when we hunted wild Mustangs, we hunted them with a hungry loop. Well, this old sheriff wasn't mean, but his words were sure mean. He looked us all over and then said, "You young'uns are under arrest, every one of you, for catching Indian horses. And you're all going to jail." Oh, what he said was so sad. Have you ever been in jail in Arizona in the summertime? We didn't have a dime for bail money. All we had was our saddle horses and an old beat-up truck. Well, he finally agreed to spend the night with us there in the mountains, but he cautioned us against trying to get away, trying to hightail it out of there during the night. "Now, if you boys try to sneak out of here during the night, I'll blast you with my rifle." Well, his words just made us forget that thought of escape immediately. And while we were eating supper, though, I happened to notice a strange thing about this man. He was wearing a large, old-fashioned locket around his neck. And when I asked him if I could see it, he just unhooked it and handed it to me. I was surprised to find that it contained a picture of a beautiful girl. The picture was real old and yellowed with age, but I could see that she was wearing some kind of flowers in her hair. And when I handed the picture back to him, I made a rather silly remark, just jestingly. I said, "Isn't that girl a little young for you, Sheriff?" He sat for some time looking at the picture before he snapped it shut, and I noticed an old longing come over his face as he looked at it. "No, she weren't too young for me, young'un. She weren't too young when that picture's took. And them flowers that she was a-wearing in her hair that day, them's Texas blue bonnets, boy." You know, it was then that I got a wild idea, and I thought to myself, "Hamlin, if you can write a song about that girl, maybe you just won't have to go to jail in the morning." Well, all that night long, I sat by the fire writing a song about a girl wearing blue bonnets in her hair. You see, I knew that man must have loved the girl in that picture. And besides, I couldn't go to sleep anyway, thinking about going to a hot jail in the morning. So I just sat there by the campfire and wrote a song all night long. And I don't think that old sheriff slept either, because every time I'd glance over my shoulder while I was sitting there writing, I could see the firelight reflecting against his eyeballs between his eyelids. He was pretending to be asleep, but oh, I knew he wasn't. You know, it's hard to do your best work with a sheriff peeking at you. Oh, but come the morning, I had that song finished. I waited until he was sitting there having breakfast, then I walked over and handed him that cardboard, and I said, "Sheriff, here's a song I wrote about that beautiful girl there in your locket, and I thought maybe you'd like to have this song as a present." He was kind of hunkered down, kind of sitting on his boot heels when I handed him that song. He'd read a little bit, then sip his coffee, look up at me, and then read a little more, sip more coffee, then look up at me again. Well, finally, he just stood up and handed me that song back. Walked over and started saddling his horse. Oh, I knew I'd failed. Oh, I'd failed, and I was going to have to go to jail. I was so defeated. And when I looked at my buddies, well, we all looked like we were about ready to start crying. Well, there was nothing else to do, so I just walked over to saddle my horse to go to jail. The sheriff was already sitting on his big old dun horse, and when he saw me start to saddle my horse, he said, "Now, wait a minute there, boy." I looked up, and to my surprise, I saw the biggest grin coming over that old weather-beaten face. "You boys ain't going to jail." Well, I started to hand him that song again, but he wouldn't take it. He said, "No, no, you keep it. You work too hard to get it." And then that big smile seemed to fade from his face, and he looked kind of hard at me, and he said, "Now you boys pick out two horses, two apiece. Pick out the best ones, and then you get out of Arizona. And don't you ever come back. And if you ever come back, I'll recognize you again. You're about the strangest wild horse hunter I ever saw in my life." Then, without saying another word, he just spurred his big horse and galloped out of camp. We just stood there kind of stunned-like and watched him go, galloping off, getting smaller and smaller as he faded into a beautiful Arizona sunrise. No, I never went back, nor did I ever see that man again. Oh, but I've thought a lot of him at times. And I'll bet he let us go because he too used to run the wild horses when he was a young man. Chase those Mustangs with a beautiful girl. A girl who'd go with him, and then when the chase was all over, she'd dismount and walk down into some meadow somewhere and pick a lot of those Texas bluebonnets to wear them in her golden hair. And I'm rather proud of the song that I wrote for that sheriff's sweetheart. Wrote it a long, long time ago when I was wild horse hunting way out in old Arizona.
Pretty blue bonnets for her golden hair.
Years ago, I rode these prairies with my bride, so sweet and fair. And I remember how it thrilled her, pretty blue bonnets blooming everywhere. She'd never known the land of cattle, for our ways she learned to care. A million miles, a pretty flower, Texas gave just everywhere. But all I have is just a picture wearing blue bonnets in her golden hair. And when the time shall overtake me, I pray the Lord will let her meet me a-wearing blue bonnets in her golden hair, wearing blue bonnets in her golden hair.
Now, here once again is Stuart Hamblin's friend, Jimmy Dean.
I think far too often that if people could hear the story about a song, why it was written, that it would make the song even better to them. And I want to tell you a story I've wanted to tell for a long time, and then I'm going to do the song. It's a song that all of you have heard. It was written by a good old buddy of mine, and it's a true story. His name is Stuart Hamblin. He's a hunter, loves to hunt, and he and a friend got lost one time in a blizzard in the High Sierras. And they were wandering around in this blizzard, and they came across an old prospector's shack. And Stuart's buddy said, "Well, listen, it's empty. And any old port in a storm, let's go in there." And Stuart says, "The house is not empty, boy. There's a dead man in there." And Stuart's buddy said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, the dog is on the porch. And there ain't no smoke coming out of that chimney." And they went in, and Stu was right. There was an old prospector that had suffered a heart attack. But they built a fire in the fireplace. And on the back of a cracker box, by the light of that fireplace, Stuart Hamblin wrote this song. And I think it might mean something a little different to you than it ever did. "This old house once knew my family. This old house once knew my wife. And this old house was joy and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many a shout. But now she trembles in the darkness. Oh, when the lightning walks about, but ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the door. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Getting ready to meet the saints. Oh, this old house is getting shaky. This old house getting old. This old house lets in the rain. And this old house lets in the cold. Oh, my knees are getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain. But I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. But I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the door. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. My old hound dog lies asleeping. He don't know I'm gonna leave, else he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit there and howl and grieve. But my hunting days are over. Ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel Dunn brought in my chariot. Oh, when the wind blew down the door. And I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Got no time. Ain't got time to oil the hinges. Not a mend the window pane. I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Getting ready to meet the saints. I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time. No, I got no time. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, not to mend the window pane. I ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Jimmy Dean with "This Old House." Stuart Hamblin's wife, Susie, wasn't fond of the title of the next song, but she didn't mind the royalties when the record started selling. The record was "My Mary," and here's Stuart Hamblin to sing it for us.
I take a trip every evening, a journey down memory lane, strolling along those familiar paths, living those days again. I can always see my sweetheart dressed as she used to be, waiting for someone by a garden gate. I know that someone is me. Big brown eyes and curly hair. Why can't you tell that's Mary? Rosy cheeks and ruby lips. Why can't you tell that's Mary? And oftentimes in the evenings we went strolling, hand in hand together, beneath the pepper trees. And I can feel her hand in mine as I sit alone tonight, dreaming of those hours I've spent with Mary. Big brown eyes and soft curly hair. Can't you tell that's Mary? Rosy cheeks like the dawn of a new day, and ruby lips. Can't you tell that's Mary? And oft times in the evenings we went strolling, hand in hand together, beneath the pepper trees. And I can feel her hand in mine as I sit alone tonight, dreaming of those hours I've spent with Mary. Don't fool around with calico when you have silk at home. The gal who's in your kitchen is the queen upon your throne. The one who wears your wedding ring is yours to have and hold. Don't fool around with calico when you have silk at home. Well, I just got back from old New York, ain't never been there before. Don't have the money that I used to have, but I know a whole lot more. It's nice to see some pretty face when you're far away from home. But you listen to me, don't you take a chance. You had better leave her alone. Don't fool around with calico when you have silk at home. The gal who's in your kitchen is the queen upon your throne. The one who wears your wedding ring is yours to have and hold. Don't fool around with calico when you have silk at home. don't fool around with calico when you have silk at home. That gal who's in your kitchen is the queen upon your throne. The one who wears your wedding ring is yours to have and hold. Don't fool around with calico when you have silk at home.
Stuart Hamblin with Don't Fool Around with Calico When You Got Silk at Home, a song that is popular with a lot of folks. And we're going to let Stuart himself tell the story of another one of his best-known compositions. It isn't in Hollywood. It is no secret. At the time he wrote it, there was a very strong religious movement, and Tim Spencer got very interested in it, and he and Dale Evans interested Roy Rogers in it, and lots of prominent Hollywood performers got involved in the religious movement at the time. Billy Graham was a very popular evangelist at that time, and Stuart Hamblin was part of the group. So what you'll hear when he tells the story should come as no surprise. Let's let Stuart Hamblin explain how It Is No Secret came to be written, after a visit one evening with his friend and neighbor, John Wayne.
Many people have often asked me, how do you feel, Mr. Hamblin, when you hear It Is No Secret being sung by a choir? I've never been able to tell them because there's no word to explain it. Oh, to be sure, I wrote the song, but I cannot seem to ever find myself claiming sole ownership to a song that, to date, has been translated into over 50 foreign languages. A little old lady one time put it this way. She said, Mr. Hamblin, you didn't write that song. You just got to hold the pen. I think she was right. I wrote the song one night shortly after midnight, and believe it or not, the song in its entirety, lyrics and music, was written in the short space of only 17 minutes. It came about this way. I'd been visiting a neighbor of ours, a man who at that time was one of Hollywood's most famous actors, and he'd just returned from making a picture, and I'd gone over to his home just to kind of fill him in on what had happened in his absence. There were a lot of other people there, too, and somehow the discussion got around to how people could solve problems within themselves. And I remember making a statement about, it's no secret what God can do in a man's life. About 2 hours later, I started to leave and was just walking out the door when this man made a remark that I'll never forget. He said, Stuart, you ought to write a song about It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Man, that's a beautiful thought. Well, I was thinking about it as I walked across the lawn over to our home, and when I walked in the bedroom, I saw my wife rolling her hair up in curlers, like all women do, I guess. So I figured, well, I got about 45 minutes to kill before bedtime, so I just walked back into the living room and sat down at the organ. About this time, our big old hall clock started striking the hour of midnight, and I got an idea and just grabbed a pencil and started writing lyrics. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. Well, when I'd finished the song, I remember exactly what went through my mind as I sat there and reread those lyrics in the music. It was, without a doubt, the most simple song that I'd ever written. I thought about calling my wife in to see how she liked the new song, and thinking it surely must be 3 o'clock or later, I just turned and glanced at the hall clock. It was just 17 minutes past 12, and I couldn't believe it. I have never been able to compose any musical composition under 3 or 4 hours. But that night, as I looked at that clock, I thought it stopped, but I could see that big old pendulum still swinging. My wife came in, sat down, and began playing the melody, and after she'd played it a couple of times, I was surprised to see tears welling up in her eyes. "What's the matter, baby?" I said to her. "That's the simplest, most ordinary song I've ever written. Why should it make you sad?" Women amaze me. When they're happy, they cry. When they're sad, they cry. You can just never tell, can you? Tears can never be a barometer to what's going on in a woman's heart. "I'm not sad," she said, looking at me through those tears. "I'm happy. This is not an ordinary song. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever written. It tells a wonderful story, so simple and so beautifully told, that all people all over the world can surely know it is no secret what God can do in their lives." Yeah, I'll remember that night. I'll always remember that night. I remember, too, the great thrill I got when Billy Graham asked me to come to New York to sing that song at Madison Square Garden. That night, the place was packed out. The choir had over 3,000 voices in it. Cliff Barrows was the director. And when Billy introduced me and I stood up to sing, there in the glare of those brilliant floodlights, that strange feeling that I always get seemed to just overwhelm me when that huge choir rose and their voices began to ring, singing that song, written one night because of what a neighbor had said, because a big old hall clock began striking the hour of midnight.
It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you?
You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew, but do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Roy Rogers and Dale Evans with one of Stuart Hamblin's best-known compositions, It Is No Secret What God Can Do. And that wraps up our tribute to Stuart Hamblin and his music. We had to cut this next song short last week, but it's so good, I thought. We wanted to let you hear all of it this week. It's Woody Paul from that CD we opened today's show with by Riders in the Sky. Woody wrote this song, and it's titled Getaway Gallop. Wasn't that great? Getaway Gallop, featuring Woody Paul. It's a song he composed. And here's another new tune composed by Ranger Doug from the same new CD released by Riders in the Sky. The CD is titled Throw a Saddle on a Star. The song is The Shelter of the Wildwood.
When the work's all done in autumn and the roundup time is over, I'll be riding for a cabin nestled in a field of clover, where her open arms are waiting to enfold this fairy rover, waiting in the shelter of the wild wood.
Not far off the trail is a leafy vale where the everlasting hills have always stood. When the leaves turn to gold and the wind smells of snow, I'll be riding for the shelter of the wildwood.
Some fixing and the gate will need some mending. The barn will take a coat of paint. The roof will need some tending. I've got time and money in my jeans as down the trail I'm wending for the cabin in the shelter of the wildwood.
Not far off the trail is a leafy vale where the everlasting hills have always stood. When when the leaves turn to gold and the wind smells of snow, I'll be riding for the shelter of the wild wood.
Riders in the Sky with Ranger Doug and The Shelter of the Wildwood. Now here's a song from another new CD. This one by the Virginia Folk Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year. Her name is Rebecca Bryant, and she's going to sing an old Ian Tyson tune for you, titled Someday Soon.
There's a young man that I know whose age is 21. Comes from down in southern Colorado, just out of the service. He's looking for his fun someday soon. Going with him someday soon. My parents cannot stand him, 'cause he rides the rodeo. My father says that he will leave me crying. I would follow him right down the roughest road I know someday soon. Going with him someday soon. When he comes to call, my pa ain't got a good word to say. Guess it's 'cause he's just as wild in his younger days. So blow, you old blue northern, me. He's riding in tonight from California. He loves his danged old rodeo as much as he loves me. Someday soon, going with him someday soon. When he comes to call, my pa ain't got a good word to say. Guess it's 'cause he's just as wild in his younger days. So blow, you old blue northern, blow my love to me. He's riding in tonight from California. As he loves me someday soon, going with him someday soon, someday soon, going with him someday soon.
Rebecca Bryant with Someday Soon. Now we have a tune I think you'll enjoy. It's one I have played before, but not for many, many years. It's by our old friend Cecil Cravens, and it's called Pushing Horns to Kansas.
I left my home in Texas last July. Signed on with an outfit for a long trail drive. Well, I'm gonna see things I never saw. I hope we can make it to Wichita. Pushing horns to Kansas, riding high. First few days, everything's just right.
We got balmy days and 15 million stars at night. Well, it's the prettiest place I ever saw. I hope it's nice in Wichita. Pushing horns to Kansas hearts of light. Three weeks out and I've sweated through my seat. A cool drink of water and a little shade would really be a treat. Well, it's the hottest place I ever saw. I hope it's cool in Wichita. Pushing horns to Kansas in the heat. Three more weeks and it's raining up a flood. Red River's rising up so fast, we're all sweating blood. Well, it's the wettest place I ever saw. I hope it's dry in Wichita. Pushing horns to Kansas in the mud. Now you'd better notify my next of kin. There's a gale blowing so hard I think these rocks are gonna bend. Well, it's the windiest place I ever saw. I hope it's calm in Wichita. Pushing horns to Kansas in the wind. Now as a rule, a man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. When it's cool, he wants it hot. What he's got, he wants it not. Now the temperature's dropping, I'm froze down to my soul. Those steers are bunching up close at night, now they don't act so bold. It's the chilliest place I ever saw. I hope it's warm in Wichita. Pushing horns to Kansas in the cold. Hey, it's getting worse, can you hear that north blow? There's a blizzard now, we can't see much, we're moving mighty slow. Well, that's the deepest drift I ever saw. I hope it's clear in Wichita. Pushing horns to Kansas in the snow. Now we've made it, sold our herd and I drew my pay. Had a few drinks and got a little poker game underway. Well, that's the crookedest game I ever saw. I hope I can get out of Wichita. Pushing horns to Kansas changed my ways. Now I'm back home in Texas, saddle sore. And they're getting up another herd, gonna hit that trail like before. Well, that's the roughest life I've ever seen, but I hope it's nice in Abilene, cause I'm pushing horns to Kansas once more. I guess I'll be pushing horns to Kansas forevermore.
Cecil Craven's Pushing Horns to Kansas.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.